Ours to Protect. Brought to you by KCLR, the IBI, and funded by Commission Amman with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
I'm joined by Brian O'Toole of Wild Acres. You're welcome along to the programme.
Very much.
Will you tell me a little bit about Wild Acres and what it is and the work that you do?
Absolutely. Well, Wild Acres is an environmental social enterprise that myself, my wife, Chilly Taylor, set up. We opened up last year for workshop guided nature walks, all themed around biodiversity and restoration of habitats, and obviously trying to inspire people and give them information as to how they can act on every level to help biodiversity in this serious biodiversity crisis that we're in.
Based on a 17.5 acre site in Wicklow.
Myself and my wife, we were looking for land for a project like this, and something came up which we were thrilled to find back in 2017, and it was 17 and a half acres of poor farmland. It was wet farmland, which at the time there wasn't much demand for. So we were lucky we were in the right place at the right time, as the old adage goes, to get it. So we bought the land back in late 2017, and since then the two of us have been working on it to reinstate habitats, with the view of opening it up, which we did last year, as a nature reserve and biodiversity education centre. So on the land we have, when we purchased the land, it was heavily grazed, four large fields heavily grazed right up to the river's edge of the Red Cross River, which flows through, meanders through it. So we set to work straight away. We set to work on recreating and reinstating habitats. So there was quite a lot of work to do. The area along the river's edge, which is called the riparian zone, which is really important to wildlife, we had to repair that. All the vegetation had been stripped away, and there was, any time the river went into flood, there was massive erosion, which damages the delicate ecosystem of the river. So we planted native trees and shrubs all the way along that, and reinforced it with willow cuttings to stop the heavy erosion. We planted 12,000 native trees, some under the native woodland scheme, for future generations, I suppose, really. But something more immediate we did, which was we created 27 wild, we're on pond number, it's a bit of an addiction now at this stage, but we're on pond number 27. There was one very small temporary pond on the land when we took it over, but we've since dug out 27 ponds, wildlife ponds, because they're an incredible way to bring biodiversity back instantaneously almost. We planted 2 kilometres of native hedgerow, and we also have created a 4-acre wildflower meadow, as long as lots of other initiatives in relation to barn owl nest boxes and bat boxes and lots of other habitats for wildlife or initiatives for wildlife.
Incredible stuff, Brian. It sounds like a massive undertaking.
Yeah, it is a large undertaking, I have to say. Just in relation, once you start bringing people, which we're doing now, obviously, onto the land, we constructed a large barn on the land. We have a classroom facility in it and a commercial kitchen or whatever, facilitate workshops and tours. So, yeah, there's a lot of work in managing it. And the overall driving, belief behind what we're doing is really we want to get as many people down and to inspire them to do, you know, to take action to make a difference in this biodiversity crisis we're in the middle of. Because, I mean, back in 2018 in the Dáil, there was a biodiversity crisis declared effectively, and nothing happened after that. I mean, it sounded great and made a great soundbite, but really the action didn't follow the announcement of the crisis. And we have serious, I mean, it's not all doom and gloom, but it's worth crystallising, I mean, where we're at in the country. I mean, 63% of our birds are in decline, our native birds. I mean, birds now that are on the red list heading towards extinction are kestrels, are barn owls, swifts, meadow pipits. I mean, these are all birds I remember as a kid on the N11, on the journey on the N11. I could probably count 4 or 5 kestrels. Now, in Wild Acres, I saw one last year. I mean, I found a dead barn owl. I was told there was one on the N11 there. Myself and Jilly found it last week. I mean, barn owls have slightly increased, but still their numbers are catastrophically low. The amber list, even heading toward in serious decline. It's birds that would have been so common, the likes of swallows, starlings, house martins, even our house sparrow, which used to be everywhere, is on the red list, suffering a massive population decline. But I'll get all the bad news out of the way first, and then I'll tell you the good news, because there is lots of things that people can do. But, I mean, we're down to 2% native woodland from what was 80%. Of that, only 0.2% is ancient woodland, which is really dynamite for biodiversity. I mean, 50% of our rivers are classed as being in less than good condition and 18.5% severely polluted. But as I say, that's the bad news, and it's worth, you know, stating it so that we know where we're at as a baseline. I mean, the good news is there's lots that can be done, and there's lots of things that all of us can do. I mean, you don't have to have acres of land to take action and have a real, make a real difference. I mean, there's 2 million gardens in Ireland, so even if a large proportion of people were to do something to encourage biodiversity in their back gardens or their front gardens or their outdoor spaces, it would make a huge difference.
I suppose you alluded to it there about some of the workshops that you do, and I know you're coming to Savor next week and we'll have a chat about that in a second, but I suppose when you've kind of done a run through there of where we're at and the undertaking that you took there in the project in Wild Acres, what drives something like that? Where do you find your inspiration for the climate?
Myself and my wife Jillie, we're full time working at it now. We had previous careers in the corporate world. And look, it's just you reach that stage of your life, call it a midlife crisis. So instead of buying a race car, I suppose, a sports car, we decided, look, you know, we want to have a positive influence or have a positive impact. And you see, we've always had an absolute passion for wildlife. And I was lucky. I grew up as a feral kid with woods behind me in the outskirts of Dublin and a river and fields as far as I could walk. And just to see, I mean, where we are now in relation to biodiversity back to then, as to the levels of biodiversity we used to have, and even then it was in decline. We're just driven to try to make a difference and try to show people, because I mean there is a lot of doom and gloom, and it can be so depressing looking at these headlines day after day, you know, coming out about this decline and that decline and climate change. And it's just to show people at Wild Acres on every scale what they can do. I mean, we've a pond from an upcycled guinea pig cage, the smallest of, up to our largest pond, which is just close to the size of a football pitch. So everybody with any outdoor space, whether it's a balcony or, as I said, a back garden or a courtyard, everybody can have an impact. And I think it's huge in relation to our well-being. I mean, this is for the future of our kids and for their kids and our nieces and nephews and whatever. You know, it's to leave behind an environment and a world that's in a healthy state. I mean, we all want a healthy environment to live in. It's not just about having the latest car and having a huge bank balance or...
Absolutely, the legacy that we want to leave behind us. Well, listen, huge congratulations on all the work that you're doing. And as you say, the doom and gloom, and I suppose what we strive to do here on Ours to Protect is to highlight the work that is being done on an individual and a collective basis in various parts of Carlow and Kilkenny. You are here in Kilkenny next Monday for a workshop as part of the incredible Savor Festival. So tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing on Monday, how people can find you, and what to expect.
Yeah, great. Well, listen, we're thrilled, absolutely thrilled. We've been at Savor now a couple of times and we're thrilled to be invited back because it's an absolutely fantastic event. It really is. So, and there's a massive amount of different topics and workshops and talks being delivered. So we're there on the Monday and we are on from 11 o'clock till 1 o'clock on the market stage. And we will be just giving, basically delivering a talk on biodiversity, and there'll be lots of info and lots of examples and pictures, and we've taken at Wild Acres showing the beauty of Irish biodiversity, because we have stunning nature in this country. And we'll be telling people, you know, as to what they can do and inspiring them and showing them all the positive things they can do to bring biodiversity back. And in doing so, enriching their own lives, because there's nothing better than, you know, we're hardwired to be in nature, we're part of nature. So it's just to show people what they can do to bring nature back and have it around them and to enjoy. And that's really what we're about.
Brian O'Toole, thank you so much for joining us. Love your message and continued success there at Wild Acres in the beautiful Wicklow.
Thank you very much.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Naman with a television licence fee and is a partnership between KCLR and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.